So now we'll be moving to our first presentation by Kurdjit Utebay from CADMIS. Mr. Utebay is a bilingual senior associate at CADMIS and has more than 19 years of experience in the education, research, science, and technology and energy fields in both Turkey and the United States. He currently serves as the project manager for CADMIS's contract with Energy Star for commercial buildings and the public sector. And for the past 10 years, Mr. Utebay has worked closely with K-12 school districts, local governments, and other public and private sector organizations to evaluate building energy performance using Energy Star measuring and tracking tools such as Portfolio Manager. So I will go ahead and turn it over to Kurdjit.
Thank you, Emma. Hello, folks. My name is Kurdjit Utebay. I am with the CADMIS Group, as Emma mentioned. I would like to go through some of Energy Star programs, features, what they have to offer, and we will focus on some of the mandates and campaigns that EPA puts together, Energy Star program puts together for local and state governments. Let's start. As you may already know, commercial buildings are responsible for about 45-50% of the greenhouse gas emissions. That's one of the main reasons, actually, why EPA is trying to help governments with their energy efficiency projects. 30% of the energy that we use in our buildings typically go to waste. And EPA found out, working with partners like yourself, that a reduction of 10% could be easily achieved with little or no cost measures. Energy Star is United States Environmental Protection Agency's energy management program. They developed several tools and resources to help you with your energy management program, including a guideline for energy management. I'll be mentioning about that very soon. The Energy Star program works in several different markets, including the commercial sector, like offices, hospitality, hotels, etc. They also provide support to public sector, including state, local, and federal governments, as well as education sector. Among those, we also have healthcare and small businesses. I would like to strongly encourage you to join Energy Star as a partner. It will cost you nothing. So it's a no-cost partnership that will help you and your peers communicate your successes, learn from each other. It's a very simple application form that needs to be signed by one of your higher-ranking officials, and you will be signed up as a partner. And once you are a partner, your government's name, your organization's name will appear on the directory of Energy Star partners on energystar.gov. EPA provides some national recognition. Some of these are only valid for partners. The first one, one of the very first, is the Designed to Earn the Energy Star. EPA helps you make your building design more energy efficient, and they created a tool called Target Finder that will help you design energy efficient buildings. So it's easier to make changes on a piece of paper compared to making retrofits in an existing building. Target Finder tool will help you make that happen. Once your building is up and running, EPA provides an Energy Star flag for your existing building. If that building operates achieves a superior performance, being within the top 25% of best performing buildings across the nation. That's the Energy Star flag you see on your screen. The last two recognition I mentioned are building based. If you have achieved a portfolio-wide 10, 20, or 30% reduction in your energy use, EPA can provide you with an Energy Star Leaders recognition as well. Of course, Energy Star Partner of the Year award is the best of all, and it's very, very competitive, and it is only given to those organizations that achieve superior energy efficiency in their operations. We would like to focus a little bit more on Portfolio Manager tool. As I mentioned before, Portfolio Manager will help you measure and track the energies of your building for all fuel types. For all building types, you will receive the basic energy management tool called Energy Use Intensity. You will receive weather normalized and non-weather normalized versions of those. So it just gives you this great tool to look at the basic energy use in your buildings and compare it perhaps against similar buildings around the country or similar buildings within your own portfolio. For some select building types, such as offices, it will also provide a performance score on a 1 to 100 scale. About 5 years ago, Environmental Protection Agency added water use tracking. So for both energy and water, you will be able to compare your building's its own performance during the baseline and current periods, and you will receive metrics such as percent change compared to baseline in energy use or water use. It will also help you keep track of cost savings and carbon dioxide emissions. As I mentioned before, any of the tools and resources that we're going to mention throughout this presentation are at no cost to you. All you need to do is go to energystar.gov and start using them. How local and state governments are using? We have created two useful fact sheets for you to read about what your peers are doing. The first one is leveraging Energy Star, four-pager actually. We started as a two-pager, but right now there are a lot of local and state governments passing mandates or ordinances, and some of them are focusing on voluntary campaigns. You will see a list of those in this document. Of course, I would like to encourage you to take a look at the Leveraging Portfolio Manager fact sheet to learn more about Portfolio Manager. In that little map at the bottom right, you will receive a copy of these slides, so you will see them better. That's the U.S. map showing local and state governments benchmarking and voluntary programs around the country. So the first document I mentioned here, Leveraging Energy Star, includes examples like Austin, Texas, New York City, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Westchester, Pennsylvania, actually. I believe either the first one or one of the very earliest governments that passed a mandate to use Target Finder and Portfolio Manager tools. This is a snapshot of that Leveraging Energy Star four-pager document. I wanted to give you two quick examples. City of New York passed a legislation back in 2010 mandating benchmarking of water energy use in New York City buildings, both residential and commercial. Their minimum floor area for to meet the criteria for this mandate is 50,000 square feet. They are expecting about somewhere between 20 and 30,000 buildings to be benchmarked based on their estimates. District of Columbia passed a Green Building Act of 2006 mandating benchmarking of city buildings only first. They realized that this was a very, very useful tool. They amended Green Building Act of 2006 with DC Clean and Affordable Energy Act of 2008. This act mandated benchmarking of commercial buildings, private commercial buildings, in located in the District of Columbia, and they have created criteria such as buildings over 200,000 square feet or above have to benchmark and report results on a website that is determined by District of Columbia, disclose that information basically to their to their potential customers, tenants. That criteria of 200,000 square feet is going to change next year. They have levels like 150,000 in 2012, 100,000 in 2013, etc. If you would like to read more about these particular mandates, please take a look at the Leveraging Energy Star four-pager, or send me an email. besides those buildings that received that 1 to 100 score, I mentioned using the energy use intensity to assess your building's energy performance. This is one of the examples that we use. Fire stations are not eligible for that 1 to 100 score. Instead, we used energy use intensity and compared the fire stations in this particular jurisdiction against each other. As you can see on this graph, fire station 4 and fire station 8 are using significantly higher energy compared to their peers. So this particular local government started taking action to find the reason for that high energy use. There are some governments that are using portfolio manager to create a momentum for their era-related programs. Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is one of those examples. They have a grant program called PA Conservation Works, and they're asking applicants to benchmark their buildings and disclose that information in order to apply for a grant through ERA money. This is another example created by Arlington County by John Morrill. This is one of the report cards they created after benchmarking their buildings. It gives a clear indication of whether a specific library is using more or less energy in time. If you would like to read more about what Arlington County did, we have the website listed just underneath the graph here. In my previous slides, I mentioned guidelines for energy management. The EPA spoke with several energy managers across the country from different sectors, and they came up with these basic six steps to help you create a great and working energy management program. It's not a very long document, I believe 25, 30 pages or so, that will walk you through different stages of a successful energy management program. Of course, everything starts with a commitment, especially higher up commitment. And then you need to look at how your buildings are performing or how your energy program is working. You need to assess the performance and set yourself goals. And based on those goals, you need to create your plan and start implementing that. Throughout this whole process, you need to keep evaluating your progress. So it's actually a continuous cycle. The guidelines could be downloaded on the energystar.gov/guidelines website. While you're working on getting your building's energy performance better, or creating some kind of an energy plan if you don't have one, or making your current energy plan something that will work better for you, you are not alone, actually. EPA has some technical expertise that it holds. You will see on the screen there are some links to reach out to some of those expertise. EPA also provides you with a hotline. The phone number for that is 1-888-STAR-YES. If you call and ask your question, they will either answer it directly or they will get back to you quickly. We also have a buildings@energystar.gov website, and I have this email address at the end of the presentation. You can send your questions directly to EPA, and someone will get back to you within 24 hours. Let's take a look at some other examples. This is Louisville, Kentucky. Mayor Abramson actually created a program that will recognize buildings that achieve superior energy performance. And because of his success, he actually earned EPA's highest award the Energy Star Partner of the Year Award last year. These are some voluntary programs that are going on around the country. I strongly suggest that you take a look at all of these. I do not have time to go in more detail, but if you have any questions, again, feel free to send me an email or give me a call. These are really great examples of how you can motivate your community to do better with their energy and water use. Most of these governments use Portfolio Manager as their tracking tool. Anyone who participated with any of those campaigns had to benchmark their buildings using Portfolio Manager to keep track of, in some cases, several hundred buildings in one account. EPA provides the master account feature where your government can create a master account and allow participants to share their buildings with that master account. That allows the government actually to take a closer look at the results and the data entry points to make sure that everything is in aligned with the reports that are submitted to apply for those campaigns. Here are two of those examples. I briefly mentioned Louisville kilowatt crackdown. There were over 100 buildings participated in the first year. We are in the second year of that. During this campaign, kilowatt crackdown campaign, Louisville participants saved about 5 million kWh in energy use. So that's a huge success on Louisville part, so they're continuing. Chicago Green Office Challenge, it also started a few years back. In the first year, they saved about 70 million kWh in electricity. That's equal to about 55 million metric tons of carbon dioxide. Of course, you will wonder how you can get access to Portfolio Manager and how you can use it. EPA has several opportunities for you to learn how to use Portfolio Manager. I suggest that you start with Benchmarking Starter Kit, which has three components. The first one, I will suggest that you take a look at the data collection worksheet. That will give you all the data requirements, including some space characteristics as well as energy and water use. To learn quickly how to benchmark in four simple steps, you may want to take a look at step-by-step quick reference guide. The animated training at the top is going to walk you through those four simple steps. That's an animated training. You can pause, you can take breaks, but it's not really long. It should be around 25 minutes or so. Besides that kit, EPA also provides live and recorded training sessions that will go into more detail. Benchmarking Portfolio Manager 101 is one of them, and my team also provides Benchmarking 201 for large portfolio benchmarking. If you're a local or state government that has a quite large portfolio, we suggest that you join Portfolio Manager 201 session as well. Besides Portfolio Manager related sessions, EPA will also provide you training sessions on purchasing and procurement, computer power management, or financing, innovative financing methods for your energy efficiency projects. All you need to do is go to energystar.gov/business-training and register for one of those no-cost training sessions. They're typically 1 hour to 90 minute sessions. EPA also provides you with tools and resources to help you at work. Bring Your Green to Work is one of those tools. It will give you some tools and resources to use to make a difference at your work, as well as some success stories. And of course, it does not end at work. You may purchase energy efficient equipment, but you also need to train your staff because those are the people who are actually using the buildings and equipment you purchase. So training your staff becomes something really, really important. And here is the purchasing and procurement website. Please go there and take a look at it. You will find some very useful information, including some sample procurement language that you can copy and paste and drop it into your RFPs. That would include the criteria for energy efficiency. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to recreate. EPA already takes care of the criteria portion for you through Energy Star purchasing and procurement website. And there are really neat tools like savings calculators. If you, for example, want to purchase LED exit signs, you could download the LED savings calculator and compare your savings compared to the incandescent or old versions of exit signs versus LED signs. EPA also has a small business and congregation support. This is their website. Again, similar to what you have seen on commercial buildings, you will find some good information about how you can help your small businesses with their energy efficiency improvements. We also have a lot of good tools such as Home Energy Advisor and Home Energy Yardstick. These tools will help you measure the energy performance of the homes in your community. You can also use the Energy Star at Home tool that you see on the right-hand side in the middle. It is an interactive tool where the tool walks you through the house where you can click and get ideas about what you can do, for example, in your kitchen or living room to make your home perform better in terms of energy performance. This is something that New York City has done. It's a PSA sponsored by Best Buy and Energy Star programs. You could work with public and private sector entities actually to make your own campaigns and programs a success. So we mentioned, I have mentioned a lot of tools and resources throughout the 20-25 minute presentation here. You are not alone. There is a lot of help that you can get from EPA and its contractors like me. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to give me a call or send me an email. Here is my contact information, along with contact info of Katie Hatcher and Leslie Cook. They are responsible specifically for public sector outreach and support. Below is the Cadmus Group team that supports Katie and Leslie on their mission. And with that, I would like to pass the mic back to Emma.
Thank you for your presentation, Kudrit. And if anyone has any questions on the tools or resources that Kudrit has spoken about, please feel free to enter those into the question panel in your GoToMeeting pane, and we can address those at the end of the session today. I just also wanted to point out quickly that the Energy Management Guidelines document that Kudrit mentioned in his presentation is also a fundamental piece of the local government climate and energy strategy document that we have on energy efficiency in local government buildings, and a number of other Energy Star resources are also profiled in there. So that document is actually a really good place to go to find some links to these tools in one place.